Thousands demonstrated nationwide Tuesday in support of abortion rights, including in Haines. And Haines celebrates the retirement of postal worker Greg Podziki after 32 years and one day. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. After the leak of a United States Supreme Court draft ruling that could overturn Roe v. Wade, thousands rallied across the nation for abortion rights. About a dozen Haines residents and students joined a demonstration Tuesday evening in front of the courthouse. On Tuesday, about a dozen people gathered in front of the Haines courthouse for a demonstration to protect abortion rights. Some carried signs reading, "Bans off our bodies and we won't go back." One of the organizers, Lynette Hart, stood with her 13 and 16-year-old children.
It's just a really big deal, and I feel like we don't have equal rights as women. And we don't have them. Still, in the year 2022, we still do not have an equal rights amendment. And this is healthcare. It's my basic right, my children's basic right.
Haines resident Tawny Darling underscored the imperfections of contraception. And she says abortion needs to be a healthcare option.
I want to be able to have the choice to not have a baby, because there's no reason for me to bring a baby into this world. If I want to raise a child, I can adopt somebody who's been left behind. Why is it up to me to populate the world?
Siblings Robin and Jade Oaks came out to the demonstration together. Here's Robin, age 13.
As a person that, at a very young age, that was almost involved in rape, it does really associate. It just makes me disgusted that people can think that they can just take care of, like, how we are. Putting all, like, that weight on a child and knowing that, hey, they could get hurt pretty badly, and what if they don't even have enough money about it? They can't have any control over that. It's just disgusting and disrespectful to the women in general. It's just not okay.
14-year-old Jade Oaks emphasized the importance of abortion as an option for teens.
To put limits on our bodies, to say that it is inhuman, that we cannot do this. It is our choice. And if we have so much going through our lives, like if we're not financially stable, if our parents would disown us, where would we go? What would we do? We don't have anything to like raise the child.
The group marched around the block and down Main Street. Some cars honked and passerbys called out in support. Oak said it felt good to see the group together in solidarity and hopes more Haines residents join in.
It's a good start. I know that there's people out there who would also think that this is a huge, huge situation we're in.
Abortion rights are currently enshrined in the Alaska Constitution under privacy protections. If Roe v. Wade were overturned, then access to abortion in Alaska would be protected. However, conservative groups advocate for a change to the Constitution. A ballot measure before Alaska voters this November is whether to hold a state constitutional convention. Tears welled in Sarah Chapel's eyes as she spoke to the group.
I think it's something that not a lot of people understands, that Alaska has this right in our Constitution, that Alaskans believe in the right to privacy, and it makes me proud to be an Alaskan.
Unless Congress acts to codify the right on a national level, and if Roe v. Wade is overturned, then states would determine abortion rights. At least 23 states have pre-Roe abortion bans or would enact laws that would sharply limit access to abortion in all or most cases. Haines celebrated the retirement of a longtime post office worker after 32 years of service. Known for his creative art displays, cheerful attitude, and a dedication to the community and mail service, Haines residents say Greg Podziki will be missed. Greg Podziki's last day at the Haines post office, after 32 years and one day, started with a surprise.
I came in and behind the counter were all my kids and grandkids, almost all my kids and grandkids. And they popped up above the counter, and then all this was up there.
Family and coworkers had draped a handmade banner in front of the post office counter, reading, "Come celebrate Greg's last day." And the celebration went all day from there.
I feel like I'm graduating from high school, except I have a little money. That's a little different than high school, right? And I don't have to go to college, and I don't have to get a job. Feels very free.
Haines residents dropped by the post office to share well wishes for Podziki's retirement. A friend brought a sheet cake. There were balloons and a large card on a table crowded with signatures and thank you notes. Haines resident Carol Mitchell came by to wish him well.
He's always been here no matter what. And so many people love him and appreciate his service and his good cheer and his amazing talent and his collection of art and everything that he does to make this place so special.
Podziki arrived in Haines in 1979. He says he worked all kinds of jobs, construction, fish and game, forestry, and firefighting. By 1990, he was married with two kids and one on the way, and decided to apply to the post office.
First thing I did was come in the back and say, okay, I can do this as long as I have windows. I had always worked outdoors, and I was happy to say there was windows. I said, okay, if you're offering me a job, I'll take the job.
He had a good memory for numbers and enjoyed it. Over the years, he's seen it all. The postal system turning digital, freak weather patterns and mail delays, and then the advent of online shopping. He says the volume of mail has doubled in his time, sometimes up to 2,000 packages a day, but on average it's about 400.
Bigger, heavier packages, things that people can't get, things like specialty dog food. They're like 50 to 60 pound boxes, so we do a lot more lifting of heavy packages, a lot more of them.
As we're talking, people come by with congratulations and shake his hand. And there are plenty of stories. He's snow machined to work. He's helped people get their medications as quickly as possible. He's handled live animals like baby chicks.
The grossest thing that ever happened while I was here is that people get worms in the mail for their gardens. And over the weekend, worms had escaped out of their box. And they were these little spaghetti-shaped worms, and they dried up really fast, and they were all over the shelves and all over the floor. It was like dried spaghetti that we had to scrape these dead worms off.
Podziki is also well known for creative art displays on the big wall behind the counter, brightly colored painted scenes, paper cutouts, and seasonal decorations. He said it started about 15 years ago.
Just thought, oh, that wall is so ugly. So it's just this blank white wall. Why don't we do something with it? So whenever there's a change in the season, or a special holiday, or a special Alaskan event like the Iditarod, we've put something up.
Now, coworkers, friends, and school children all chip in. The current art display is a spring vista in full bloom with paper plates painted and crafted into flowers, butterflies, birds, and bees. Postmaster Jen Bell says Podziki was a joy to work with, and they expect to carry on the art and decorative traditions.
Yes, Greg always says it's all about the little things. And so we try to just make every day special, every event special for each other, for the community.
Dominique Sines, a teacher's aide for the kindergarten, stops by to deliver handwritten cards from the class.
They didn't really know his name at first, but we're like, you know, he's a really tall guy that you always see at the post office. And so we're like, oh, yeah, like, we got to write him a note. So they all wrote something really cute in there, and it's super special. I mean, everyone knows Greg.
As for retirement, Podziki says he'll be enjoying time off and also staying busy. He's planning to travel, write a book of Alaska cartoons, and spend time with his family and working on his house. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.